Thank you.
Thanks for the defense. I appreciate it. Did you feel extra pep maybe out there with a couple days off? A little more energy?
You know what? It was just great to see the amount of players out there that we have not been able to see over the past month. I like the enthusiasm. I like their get after it. But it was also a typical practice when you have 3 days off. Lots of food and probably some eggnog thrown in there. So you got to get that out of you. But it was the amount of guys in practice. That's what I really enjoyed.
For rhythm and flow purposes, getting some regulars back, how does that kind of give you a boost going into some tough games?
Well, the one thing is we've been together as a group for a while. What we need to do now is our attention to detail, especially in this little homestand here to kick off, quote unquote, I guess, the second half or whatever we want to call this. Because I've said this before, our margin for error now is gone. We've used that all up. And to be able to start after this little break at home, I think hoping it's an advantage for us. And we can get some of these guys back into the lineup, which we're hoping for tomorrow. We're going to need, because now we're playing division teams and a team we're trying to catch. And but for them and our system and our flow, as you say, they know it. They just got to get back into a game-like situation.
What stands out about Montreal? Obviously, they have world-class goaltending.
It's a weird situation because a couple of years ago we couldn't lose to them, and now we can't beat them for some reason. And it seems like we go really long stretches without playing Montreal, especially for a team in our division. And gosh, the last time we played them, it seems like eons ago, but they're four lines deep, they're fast, they stick to their system, they play it well. They've been bit a little bit by the injury bug as well, but when they're not there, the goaltender bails them out, and that's always, that's something we've been used to. But they've learned how to win, they've changed up their team a little bit and brought in some guys that have won before,
He's got one.
Tough teams to play. But we owe them a few here because they've taken us out the last few games, and we're going to be ready for them.
Is Paquette the only guy that the short-term injuries that you don't expect to be ready for tomorrow?
I would say, yeah, Paquette is definitely questionable. We'll see on everybody tomorrow, but I like the way Platt was today, and Nemetznikov and Cooch and Drouin and Colburn and Hedman. Go down the list. I'd like to log where those guys were. Obviously, Stammer, Callahan, and Bish are all outs. But after that, there's a possibility for everybody now.
Is there any update on Callahan? You held him back?
No update now. I truly believe, or I'm hoping, that in the next week or so, he can get back here in the fold. That's what we're hoping. But I've thrown timetables and things before, and they never work out. So we're hoping for that anyway.
With all those injuries, you brought a new Frenchie to your lineup. How did Michael Bonneval for your team?
Well, you look at the guy. We've had so many guys come up and contribute from the American League, but Borny is—he's like an energizer bunny out there, and he's just constantly skating and skating, and he's physical and. It's just something that we needed to turn up a notch in our game. And, I've not had a chance to get to know him very well, especially a lot of, you just got a training camp and that was it. But he opened, raised some eyebrows in training camp. And each time we brought him up, he's had a positive impact in the game. And then he got a goal the other night. And even in the Washington game where we just didn't have it at all, he was actually one of the bright sparks. And so he's deserved to stay here, and we're looking for more of that.
You think 11 extra motivation tomorrow night?
Well, there's probably a little bit of that in the back of his mind, but he, like the rest of us, are just trying to get our game in order and get some of these guys back. And he's a part of our team, and the fact that we're playing Montreal, though, for sure is going to be a little bit more for him.
Do you anticipate Vazzy back-to-back, or is it more of a you have to see how tomorrow goes before you make the decision?
I would say that would be a little bit more of a situation. We'll evaluate as we move on. Vasilevsky's our goaltender. going to play as much as he can play. But you also have to weigh in the fact that he's still a very young goaltender that hasn't had a lot of starts in the NHL. And so we really have to monitor these back-to-backs. You got to weigh in the fact that we have had 3 days off. And so he should be a little bit more rested. But we'll make that determination after we play Montreal.
Sometimes you like to break things down into segments. Do you break this 5-game homestand into a segment, or do you just break it?
Well, we you know, I'm sure every team works on their segments or figures out what they have to do. We have more done that the second half of the season. You kind of gauge what you need to do. We always base our first part of the season, like you have to get off to a great start. We did that, and then we used it all up. But this 5-game homestand, let's be honest, this is a big one for us. We need to win games here, and we weathered that major road heavy first third of the season. Now we've got some home games, we've got to win them, and it starts going. Good.
Thank you.
Hey.